are the roots of what is skillful. Yeah, what is the root? So here, do a bit of correction. So usually we think of the three mental processes as just greed, hatred, and delusion. Oh, the timer. But of what is skillful, lack of greed is a root of what is skillful. Lack of aversion, lack of delusion is a root of what is skillful. Yeah, these are the meaning that the last three factors, yeah, the mental factors, is not simply greed, non-greed, non-hatred, and non-delusion. That is the root. Yeah, you don't give rise to covetousness. Whereas if you have greed, then it gives rise to covetousness. Yeah. Okay. And similarly, then give rise to the lack of ill will. And from there, just as well, the other parts, yeah, such as the abstaining from taking life, abstaining from taking what is not given, abstaining from sexual misconduct, and so on. Yeah. So you have the ten wholesome deeds, and the root of that is the non-greed, non-hatred, non-delusion. So, here, root. The term root is sometimes translated as faculty as well. Yeah, but the term, because it is like visceral representation. Yeah, that just as a root can support the growth of a plant. Yeah. Likewise, these three, lack of illusion, that can give rise to skillfulness. Yeah. The 10 skillful states. Oh. And below would be the one. Let's take a look. Discerns what is unskillful, or this is not the this is not so much the those who are unskillful, but discerns the root of what is unskillful in this way. Discerns what the root of what is skillful in this way. When abandoned passion obsession, having abolished the view and conceit obsession, I am, and given rise to clear knowing here and stress right in the here and now. It is to this extent that a disciple of the noble ones is a person of right view, one who is endowed with verified confidence in the Dharma, and who has arrived at this true Dharma. Yeah, so this concluding paragraph is describing how in the earth, skillful and unskillful, yeah, and then abandoning the unskillful route, yeah, establishing and cultivating the skillful route. And in this way, the person reached a point where the person is able to entirely abandon passion obsession. Having uprooted the view and conceit obsession, I am, having abandoned ignorance and given rise to clear knowing. In other words, remove greed, hatred, and delusion. And here, become happier. This is actually attaining enlightenment.